Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful to be here today to worship and praise your name. We're so thankful that you are our Father, faithful and true. We're so thankful for the gift of life and how precious it is. We're so thankful for our friend and brother, Al, for how blessed we've been to know him for these last 9 years. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, and thank you for your promises. Continue to bless Main Street, bless the family of Al that's here, and bless everyone else the coming week. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Those of you who did not know Al or need to leave now or are ready to eat, y'all are dismissed now. Everyone else, just be seated. We're going to start in 1 minute singing. We're going to give these folks just a few minutes to get out of here. You don't need any more preaching. Those of you who want to come up and say something about Al after this first song, I'm going to give you a microphone if you come right on up the front. We'll go right into our song now. Those of you that are going to eat, go out. Y'all please go on out quietly now where we can have our funeral.
I'm not afraid. Come up first, brother, while I'm reading this. Al Chapman. Al Chapman, born in Buffalo, Missouri, August 19, 1921. Graduated from the flesh to the spirit, November 17, 2010. Al was the oldest, followed by two sisters. He was always close to his family. Brother Al served in World War II in the United States Navy. During the Guadalcanal campaign, Al was attached to the Marines, and he was wounded during a bombing raid on the islands of Vella La Vella and Rendova while serving with Pappy Boyington's Black Sheep Squadron. After the war, Al worked for General Motors, and he also worked in the insurance business. For many years, Al ran a rooming house on Columbia Avenue. After closing his rooming house, Al served here at the Main Street Church of Christ for the past 9 years. He is survived by his daughter, Judy Shoemaker, his brother-in-law, Wallace Snow, his nephew, Roger Snow, his wife, Annie Marie, and his children, Cammy and Candace, his niece, Rhonda Shaw, who's with us today, her husband, Rick, and their children, Amanda and Jake, niece, Pam Patterson, who's with us today, and niece, Julie Lynn Mills, and her husband, Ed, and their children, Lucas, Cody, and Sawyer. Dolores Elliott, his caregiver, who's with us today. Fred Williams, his friend and chauffeur who drove him around. And Hal Maxwell, his attorney, who worked for him practically pro bono, and I'm the guy that added that. His friends and brethren here at Main Street. I've asked David to come first because Al brought David to church. Tell us about David. I mean, about Al.
I returned to Dallas, and I was resident at the rooming house there. And Al, being the persistent person that he is, he kept saying, "Dave, you need to come down to the church." You know, I was looking for a church home. At that time, I was pretty much like every sinner out there. I was like, "Well, one day I'll find God." But the Spirit of God came through Al and let me know God knew exactly where he is. I'm the one that needed to be found. I'm thankful for him bringing me here. And we were a part of the same fraternity. Now brothers in Christ, and Al presented me with a medallion. I had some squirrels that would always come to the window. And I feed those squirrels, and Al's nickname for me was Squirrel Man. So I'll definitely keep this for many years to come, all the rest of the days of my life. And every time I think about him, I'll think about
him. Amen. I ask you to come first because you're his fruit in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay, those of you who need Al, just start coming on up here and come say something. Let's try to, come on, David. Let's just be in line here.
Another thing I wanted to say about Al Chapman is he was my longtime bundle service customer at the Quick Wash Laundry. And I just want to say, may you rest in peace, Al.
Al told me one time we were driving around, he said that he was raised on a farm and he got his, sold something and got his first car and drove into town, you know, this little town where I guess everybody knew everybody. And he said these girls started to come around asking about his sister. He said he didn't think he was that much interested in his sister. He was a nice young man with a car, you know. And then Al was, he told me one time, said, "You're like a brother to me." Well, that's an honor because I never had a little brother, but it's my Christian brother, but that was a big honor for me to call him brother. And so then he was in the Navy, but he was tasked with Marines, and he had to go to the boot camp, Marine Corps boot camp. That's pretty rough. He always went above and beyond the call of duty. He, this wasn't involved in his Purple Heart, but he said one time there was a plane crash. I don't know if it's Andy or Brendan Plain, but the plane was on fire and the bullets started going off. Bam, shooting everywhere. Him and his comrade drug these people out of the plane, saving their life. And then once they got to safety, got the friends to safety out of the plane, his friend, his comrade said, "Hell, you know, we could have got shot." And so then my sister, she only met Al once or twice. He was down here covering pot and stove or something. And I asked her the other day, Al passed away, I said, "How do you like Al?" And she said, "I like him. Take care of my life."
Amen.
And we visit shopping at Walmart, we get the electric car and we go around like two kids, you know, push one another and stay in bumper cars. And he always went to bed and run on Call of Duty when I was making CDs. He'd always want some sense of CDs to develop his friend. He preaches the gospel, sending the gospel out like the Bible told us to do. So, love you, Al.
Could. Thank you.
Well, he won't brag, but Fred took care of Al, and he took him to the hospital and to the doctor and served him in many, many ways. And you got a great stars in your crown over that, Brother Ruben.
To the church and to the family, Al was my friend. Every Sunday morning I come to that door, Al would say, "Reuben, you sure are sharp this morning. Reuben, you sure are sharp this morning." So I didn't wear a suit, and Al, because he won't be able to see me in it, that's why I didn't wear a suit. I would wear a different suit every Sunday morning. But Al was a better like I, and he was a great Christian friend of mine. I want y'all to know.
I don't think I knew Al as well as most of you who have already had something to say about it. I, of course, just visit here occasionally, once a month or so. But he was always here, always happy, and always friendly. He always greeted me as a friend and as an acquaintance, and I felt like I was one of his people. But I had to admire him. I admired him particularly because of his service to this country. You know, I read somewhere yesterday or the day before that 90% of the people who served in World War II are gone. So there's not many like him yet. And they have been referred to as the greatest generation. And so we'll be missing people like that. We will be missing Al, his friendliness and his friendship and his character and all those good things that go with that.
Amen.
And I'm sorry to see him go.
To the family, my heart and prayers go out to you guys. And I just want y'all to know that I love Al very much. And he was a great man, he was a great Christian. When he was in the hospital over there at Baylor, that's where I work, I used to go up and visit him a lot. And he used to have all these stories to tell me about the Army and everything, which I didn't understand none of it, but I would sit there with him and let him tell me. And I would tell him sometime, he would say, "Well, hold on, one more minute, I need to tell you something else." I said, "Okay." I sit there and I look at my watch. I said, "Al, if I don't leave, I'm not gonna have no job, I'm gonna get fired." He said, "I'll tell you what you do. You go on down there and take care of what you gotta take care of, but you come back and see me." I said, okay, I said, I'll come back at my lunch break. I go back at my lunch break. I got to be prepared because he got a lot of stories to tell me. And I know I got to be ready for this. So I told him, I said, Al, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back tomorrow. He said, no, you're going to sit here today and listen to these stories I got to tell you. I said, okay then. But they was great stories and they was good stories. And he would always ask me how my mom was doing. And he did a lot for my brother when he was here. And I thanked him for that. And he told me, he said, Mary, I don't never want you to be angry with me because I did everything I could for your brother. I said, Al, I would always love you because you opened your heart and your mind and your soul to him, but it was up to him to make the right choice. So I was never mad at you. But I just want you to know that I love Al very much, and he's going to always be in my heart and prayer as well as y'all.
Hi, I'm Redina, and Al Chapman, Brother Al Chapman, was very dear to me. And Brother Al gave me two puppies. He said, give one to your mom and you keep one. And I have Elizabeth right now. And every Sunday, Al would say, how's your girl doing? How's your girl doing? I said, Brother Al, are you talking about my daughter? He said, no, I'm talking about your dog. So Elizabeth is great. I love her very much, but I loved Al, and just words can't say the joy every Sunday to see him, and he would greet you and make you feel so warm, and I just cannot say how much I love my dog also. Al has given me a great gift, and also he was inspiring to all of us, and I'm very happy to have known him.
I know there's a lot of people that like to come up and say something, so I'm going to try to make what I have to say really very brief, so it won't do him any justice as much. Al was a man of wordful and actions. He was a man of wordful welcome, and in his actions and his deed, he was a man of welcome. And he was also a man of wordless welcome. Al, he liked me the first moment he saw me, and I could tell that from a mile away. You know, and I was thinking, well, maybe it was because I was a veteran also. I was in the military at the time, you know, and he was a veteran. He had a Purple Heart. But he could sit and not say a word and make me feel welcome, you know, and I loved him very much for that. And I still love him. And, you know, I'd be glad to see him in heaven. We'll rejoice together. He made me feel at home here, you know, among the many. But he could do it without words. And that's really a special thing to be able to do that. Because it seemed like he just loved me from the get-go. And I thank him for that, and I'm sorry to see him go, but and I'm glad he made it to heaven.
Amen. Al Maxwell, I haven't known Al as long as many of you have. But in the last several years, I've come to know him. When I visited him a time or so at the veterans, when I started out, I thought I was doing a good deed, and it, I guess, was a good deed, but from what I got out of visiting Al and seeing the others in the veterans, I felt that I was getting so much more out than what I was putting in. Al will be missed. He's a good friend and a great American.
Amen. Al was a sweetheart, and he was a genuine man. He loved you genuinely. He didn't fake it. He really loved you. He really cared. And he showed it every chance he got. And we'll always love him and miss him.
Amen. My name's Ken Hodges. This is going to be easier for me to read because I'll forget what I'm going to say if I just talk. Deep personal knowledge, I have none, but I know courageous things he has done. Part of the last vestiges of the greatest generation, whose greatness will lose far too many at the dying of their son, at the dying of their son. To know him is to know the collective character of his generation, who through their courage and sacrifice are in their liberty was hard fought and hard won. His character was forged in the jungles of the South Pacific, as was the character of far too many of liberty's sons. But the raw material of that forging was Christian values when all is said and done. If God is gathering warriors for a new day to come, he couldn't have recruited better than this brave one, committed fully and completely to God's only begotten Son. Fully and completely to God's only begotten Son. Deep personal knowledge, I have none, but I know courageous things he has done. Farewell, farewell, our brave one.
That was beautiful. You know, you tend to judge people by the company they keep. And Al kept good company. And Dolores, you were some of the best. Well, you're just lucky to have you in his life and your family. Of course, his family here. I didn't want to leave without telling you. I love you to death, sir. If I can do anything for you, let me know. Okay?
Laura said, "Max, squeak," but I could maybe bring this microphone over there and see if we can let you talk. We can try. But squeaks will work something else out.
I just wanted to tell everybody that I've known Al for 22 years. He worked with my husband in the Purple Heart, and he was a very good friend to all of us. And when he asked me about would I be interested in sharing my house with him after he sold his apartment, he wanted to get out of this part of town. And I said, "Al, since I know you so well and know you're such a good person, I'd be glad to share my house." And I'll never forget when he could talk just a two or three weeks ago where I could understand him. He always wanted me to sit where he could hold my hand. And he said, "Am I going to get to go back to your house?" And I said, "Yes, Al, when you get able, where I can take care of your rooms waiting just like it was when you left." And he said, "Good, that makes me feel better." And that's really the last words that I could understand what he said, but he said it real plain. Also, when I sat there Saturday, I stayed with him about 3 hours, and I took his hand, and he'd always squeeze my hand and let me know that I was there. Saturday, I had no movement whatsoever that he even knew I was there. But I did everything I could to make him happy, and we had a lot of fun. We knew so many of the same people that we could talk about things that happened years ago, and he had a funny side as well as a serious side. And he was one of the finest, cleanest, morally men that I've ever known. And I'll never forget him, and he'll always be in my prayers. And he always told me, "Dolores, you're so lucky to have those two good boys you have." And I said, "I thank God every day for him, Al." And I'll always love him as a dear friend.
Anybody else want me to try to bring a mic to?
does, you know?
Oh, he's just a great man. We love him, we miss him, and he just did so much for everybody. He's just a good man.
I really didn't know him for very long, but he was always a terrific person, and he was always nice to anybody.
Anybody else? So lefty hand, I'll bring you the mic. Okay, we're going to sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
To all the Let us all bow. Dear Heavenly Father, for coming here this time, thanking you for all your many, many blessings. We thank you, dear Father, for our brother Al. We thank you for his service to this country. And we thank you for his service to the kingdom. We pray, dear Father, for his family, Loris, his nieces and nephews and relatives who are still alive. Pray that you would be with them through their bereavement. Be with us all, dear Father, as we truly will miss him, even though we know that he's in a better place, the place that we all strive to be ourselves. We thank you, dear Father, for your love for us and sending your Son on this earth as an atonement for our sins, so that each and every one of us can have the hope of everlasting life, that we can be in heaven with you, dear Father, as our brother Al most assuredly is. We pray that you will be with us throughout the remainder of this day, dear Father. Bless us all and help us all to remember Al as a motivation for working continuously for the kingdom, dear Father. And I pray that we will remember his work and that we will do the same ourselves and never stop, dear Father. Not let sickness, not let our age or any obstacle stop us from doing your work. We thank you, dear Father, and pray that you will bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.